This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An American girl orphaned and taken hostage during the October 7th attack in Israel has been freed from her captors, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Little Abigail Idan grabbed the attention of the world and certainly of President Biden.
She spent her birthday, that birthday, and at least 50 days before that held hostage by Hamas. Today, she's free.
The White House says the president pushed hard for Abigail to be among the 17 hostages released by Hamas in this third hostage prisoner swap.
She's been through a terrible trauma.
Both the girl's parents were shot to death in front of her. Then she was taken hostage after going to a neighbor's for help. President Biden says he's working to get the rest of the U.S. hostages, approximately 10, released from their captors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas released 17 hostages on Sunday as Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners in return. Red Cross vehicles were seen driving through Rafah border crossing from Gaza into Egypt on Sunday evening. The International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed it had successfully facilitated and transferred 17 hostages from Gaza in a post on social media platform X. Hamas said it has handed over 13 Israeli hostages, 3 Thais, and 1 with Russian citizenship on the third day of a pause with Israel. An estimated 50,000 demonstrators against anti-Semitism marched in London on Sunday to protest a rise in hate crimes against Jews since the attack by Hamas militants on Israel in October and Israel's subsequent bombardment of Gaza. Protesters carried placards bearing messages. Others showed the faces of Israeli hostages. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio said most of the leaders of an attack on a military barracks in the capital Freetown earlier on Sunday had been arrested, adding security operations and an investigation were ongoing. Earlier, the government said security forces had repelled, quote-unquote, renegade soldiers who attempted to break into a military armory in Freetown during the early hours of Sunday. A nationwide curfew was imposed. Gunfire was heard across the city as the assailants attacked a prison and a police station. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine's air defenses mostly intercepted a massive wave of Russian-launched drones as air raid sirens blared in the capital throughout the weekend. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Following Russia's drone strikes, Zelensky and European leaders met in Kyiv at an international summit on food security. He said foreign partners would supply Ukraine with vessels to accompany and secure convoys of cargo ships from Ukraine's ports. Zelensky added his country hoped to solve air defense shortages through new supplies from partners and increasing Ukraine's own production capacity before another air raid siren cut short the joint news conference. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Indian rescuers began drilling vertically on Sunday from the top of a mountain under which 41 workers became trapped 2 weeks ago while working on a highway tunnel. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports the first drill broke.
The rescue plan initially involved pushing a pipe wide enough to pull the trapped men out on wheeled stretchers. But that hit a setback on Friday when a heavy drill broke, leaving rescuers reliant on handheld power tools to break through the rock. The construction workers, who come from some of India's poorest states, have been stuck in the three-mile tunnel being built in Uttarakhand state since it caved in on November 12th. They are safe with access to light, oxygen, food, water and medicines, authorities have said.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder, who says they think it'll take about 100 hours to get to the men using the vertical drill. An alliance of armed ethnic minority groups that launched a surprise offensive last month against Myanmar's military has seized a major trading gate on the country's northeastern border with China. A spokesperson for the Myanmar National Democratic Alliance Army said Sunday it had captured a major trading post on Saturday in Muse Township along the Myanmar-China border in northern Shan State. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.